Ace Podcast.
It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Everybody, welcome to Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. This is Aaron.
And this is Craig.
And we're coming to you once again, beautiful Leeberry Studios.
Leeberry Studios.
But we're in Studio 2 today.
Yeah, we are.
All right, let's get to some stories, shall we? Headline is. Squirrel attack leaves. Squirrel attack leaves at least three injured at Florida Senior Living Facility, according to 911 caller.
So according to who? I'm glad that person called the right 911 call. They hang up on them.
I know. What was her name? Chandra?
I don't know.
Cassandra.
Loser.
Think squirrels are harmless? Think again.
Did you say think squirrels?
Think.
Think squirrels are harmless. Squirrels have like little teethy things.
Aren't they like rats with bushy tails?
I like squirrels.
I do too. They're cute. But
a friend of mine, let me tell you a story nobody wants to hear.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, when I worked at this place, this joint, and he's walking through the bank parking lot,
yeah.
And there's a little bitty squirrel behind a car. And he's like, hold on, I'm going to get the squirrel all the way. He puts his hand down. He's like, you do that little thing with her. Squirrel runs up his arm,
yeah,
up on his shoulder, and like a parrot gets up on his shoulder. Thing won't leave him. He goes,
nice.
He takes it home, puts it in a little box, gets it all, you know, warm, takes care of things like his best buddy, just like that.
He kept it as a pet.
No, just he took it to a rescue. But the thing that was so cool is that this squirrel didn't know him.
No.
This squirrel didn't know his life.
He's just looking for somebody to love it.
That's all he was, and he just went over there to try to save him. I told you didn't want to hear the story.
It was
uplifting.
Way too much. TMI. Too much squirrel information.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Headline is, squirrel attack leaves at least three injured at Florida Senior Living Facility, according to the 911 caller.
I think the best part of that headline is squirrel attack. How can you read that right there and think that there's any truth to any of it?
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying.
It's like a squirrel attack.
Christmas vacation, there was a squirrel attack.
Yeah, you're supposed to smack it with a hammer.
No one was left injured.
Well, no.
So why would I believe this story is going to have anybody injured? Okay, go.
Headline is,
you just did that.
Squirrel attack leaves at least three injured at Florida Senior Living Facility, according to 911 caller.
I don't believe that.
Why not?
Because it's a squirrel.
Well,
I like squirrels here.
You think squirrel? I wish everybody could see that face you just made. We got to be on video. We're going to have
to. I don't know if anybody's ever. We'll no one's on ever video. Said that ever.
Think squirrels are harmless?
No, I didn't say no. I don't think they're
harmless. Well, think again.
Okay.
That's what it says. One of the
Nimbly in here.
Wouldn't be Christmas. One of the nimble bushy-tailed rodents went on a rampage Thursday at a senior citizens living facility in Florida, leaving three people injured and bleeding, according to a 911 call released by the Volusia County Sheriff's Office. We had a squirrel that entered our building, and it's in our activity room. So it's just having a good time.
Just activities.
It saw the sign. It said, I want to go do some activities. And it's jumping on people and biting them and scratching them, so we need help. We got to hear that call.
I have a hard time believing any of this. I'm thinking that the old codgers were heading towards him, trying to capture him or something.
What is that over there, Billy?
Yeah.
That looks like a cat.
Is that a poodle?
Go pet it. So we had a squirrel that entered our building, and it's in our activity room, and it's jumping on people and biting them and scratching them, so we need some help. That's what the female caller said, adding that she ran into her office at Sterling Court Apartments to make the call.
She ran like it was a grizzly
squirrel.
Bear. Yeah, it was like it was something that was really going to get her.
The frantic-sounding caller tells the dispatcher, we need some care. We need some care for people here.
And they're like, isn't that what you do?
It's a senior care facility.
Isn't that what you do?
Why don't you take care of it? It's still in there. People are bleeding.
Well, you're medically trained, right?
The lady in charge ran to her office and locked herself in.
That's like a police officer running into his office locker saying, we need the police in here now.
Calling the police. The caller tells the 911 dispatcher that an ambulance is needed because at least three or four, possibly more, were bitten by the squirrel. In the background, someone is heard saying, the squirrel's still in here.
Here's a squirrel.
Open the door.
Squirrel's still in here.
While another one says, I feel lightheaded. I don't feel good. We need help. You know what would be funny is if it was like really just the cat that lived there?
No, it's a squirrel. No, it was Halloween. The cat was dressed up as a squirrel.
We need help for the people. It's not about the squirrel, says the caller. The dispatcher asks where the pint-sized creature is, to which the caller responds, they told me they threw it out of the building.
Well, then what's the problem?
Get out of here. According to the Orlando Sentinel, the injured were doing fine.
This sounds like it was blown out of proportion.
It sounds funny to me.
It's funny. But
I want to hear the call. I want to hear the people in the background.
It sounds like... like when someone sees like a mouse or something, they're like, you know, freaking out.
Yeah.
And it's really another, because I just never seen, squirrels are spastic.
Yeah.
So I could see them jumping around and being, but if somebody reached for them or something like that, they might want to, you know.
Yeah.
But I just, unless the squirrel was just crazy insane.
Hey, we got a Scotland story next. Can you read it in your Scottish accent? Because this is a funny story.
I can read it in a butchered Scottish accent.
Okay, take off.
This one?
Yes. It's, first of all, my niece, Lane, is the princess at doing this. She'll grab my brother or his wife's phone and send out messages to people that are just hilarious.
Okay. So I'm going to just, let me just go through it first.
Just do it. Okay. Just read it.
Ruthless boy changes mom's Facebook name to Huge Poo. And now she can't switch it back. In 2012, I moved to Glasgow, Scotland for grad school. There, I quickly learned Scottish people speak an entirely different brand of English than Americans do. Yeah, not a lot of people know that.
Huh.
Did you know that they speak an entirely different brand of English?
I didn't. I didn't know that.
Americans?
No.
Huh. Especially when it comes to slang. One of the richest words in the lexicon of Scots is jobbe. And a young man recently utilized it in a pretty epic and hilarious way via his mother's Facebook account.
Joby.
He changed his mother's Facebook name to a honkin' Joby.
Hello, I'm a honkin' Joby.
We'll get to the meaning in a second, but just know it's not flattering. If you're an American, you're probably wondering what the heck this means and why it's so funny.
I don't even have to know what it means. It's just funny.
Completely understand me. I'm laughing at you. Yeah, I'm just laughing at Joby.
Honkin' Joby.
Let's translate. Honkin' means huge.
Okay.
We knew that.
Yeah.
Joby means poo-poo or poop. So, yeah, this guy changed his mom's name to a huge poo. What a lovely, loving, and dutiful son.
That's hilarious.
In a Facebook post in which the mother asked about a puppy for sale, she said, hi, excuse the name, please. Excuse the name, please. My son hacked my Facebook account. I can't do it.
You did pretty good.
I'm looking for a Maltese puppy.
Thank you. Huge honking jobby.
To top it off, the mother won't be able to change the name for a few months. Facebook only allows you to change your name every 60 days.
Oh, how funny.
Also, in case you don't understand the language this Twitter user used, she clearly found this hilarious. A canny breath is Scottish for I cannot breathe.
I can't breathe.
This is definitely a very immature brand of humor, but it's also quintessentially Scottish. If you've never been to that part of the world, I highly recommend it. The weather isn't always ideal, but the landscape is beautiful. The people are friendly and hilarious.
Honking jobby.
Not to mention the fact that now you already know some of the local dialect. You're honking jobby.
It's a honking jobby.
Where did the thing about I cannot breathe come from?
I can't breathe.
But where the I can't breathe thing come from? Just in the middle of the story, there's this I cannot breathe thing.
I don't know.
Also, in case you don't understand the language this Twitter user used, she clearly found this hilarious. I canny breathe for Scottish for I cannot breathe. Why is that even in there? Oh, this is sweet.
And as if one 911 call is not good enough. We here at Two Middle-Aged Dudes in a Microphone.
If we can get a good 911, a good, I don't know, naked person dousing themselves in milk in the middle of a convenience store.
Yeah.
Peerless. Poop story.
Sure. An episode right there.
Right.
Three stories.
Yeah.
Boom. Done.
So, hey, Aaron.
Hey, Craig.
Man calls 911 asking how many legs an octopus has.
Why? What kind of emergency is that?
Isn't it eight? Is that the number?
Yeah, it's eight. That's where the octa comes from, an octopus.
Oh, you're right.
Yes.
You know, kids, you learn a little bit of something from Uncle Aaron. He taught you something just then. You know, just when you think he knows nothing, he pops out with something like that. That's a jewel right there.
This is the kind of story, you know what it's going to happen.
But you taught the kid something just now.
It's going to make me angry.
Huh?
The story. Stories like this make me mad.
You're going to make him angry.
It's going to make me angry.
What do you mean stand up by the kid outside? Go find your mother. Look at the giant head of that kid.
Go cry yourself
it's like
to
an
sleep.
Iron's on a toothpick.
On your great big pillow.
Rock Hills, South Carolina.
Yeah.
It's not Rock Hills.
Rock Hill.
Rock Hill. Don't go back to Rock Hill.
That's what I was about to say.
Different, that's Rockville. Police in Rock Hill arrested a man after the city called 911 multiple times harassing dispatchers. Police said that John Dargan Barron, 69, first called 911 just after 11 p.m.
69 years old.
Wednesday, asking the dispatcher how many legs an octopus has.
He's 69 and he doesn't know how many legs an octopus has.
Well, you know, octo in octopus means eight.
I do know that.
When officers arrived at his home, they found Barron. I think of it as being a Barron now. They found the Barron to be intoxicated and warned him not to call 911 again. And you there, how many legs on an octopus?
You think maybe he was just lonely?
About 30 minutes later.
Yeah, I got an emergency.
I just need to know how many legs are an octopus.
911, where's your emergency? At the beach, probably.
What? About 30 minutes. This is the part of the show where the cough medicine is getting to Aaron's head. It's entering his main.
I am feeling loopy.
About 30 minutes later, officers were again dispatched to Barron's home when he called 911 asking if the Russian alphabet was the same as the English. Hey guys, I need to know something.
I want to hang out with this old man.
I see the V's and they're actually U's.
I want to hang out with him so bad.
When officers arrived at Barron's home, police said he was not wearing any pants.
Of course not.
He's at home.
Of course he's not wearing pants.
Is there
pants.
A law that he has to wear pants if he's at home?
He's a Russian. Officers, they don't wear pants on the street sometimes.
Is he actually Russian?
What's the hurry?
Or does he say he's Russian?
What's the hurry?
But why are you saying he's Russian hurry joke. I'm slowing the uptake, and I'm not even on the cough medicine.
Oh, boy.
When officers arrived at his home, police said he was not wearing any pants. Officers helped Barron get dressed and place him under arrest. Officers say that Barron was verbally abusive towards the officers and offered passive resistance before refusing to get in the back of the police cruiser, despite being clearly physically able to do so. When the officers took Barron to police headquarters, he refused to get out of the car. Nope, not going to do it. Telling
right
officers
here.
He was stuck in the back seat. I'm stuck. I can't get out.
Hey, guess what Kevin Bacon did?
He
sent officers on a chase through Dartmouth. But this is Kevin Bacon the pig. Headline is...
Oh, so this is actually... Oh.
Kevin Bacon the pig sends officers on a chase through Dartmouth. That's the headline, Craig.
So it was to mislead us to think that
exactly.
Kevin Bacon was
Kevin Bacon. 6 degrees.
We should play that sometime.
When Halifax Regional Police Constable Cody Schultz... Her dispatch say there was a pig on the loose in Dartmouth Tuesday. He and his partner were on it. We're on it.
I've heard of a fox on the run, not a pig on the loose.
We located him in the North End area, and he was happy to see us. I bet he was.
Yeah.
We had a little fun with him there, says Schultz.
Calm down.
We got a few pictures with him, and off he went away with his owner.
Hold on.
This is a good time had by all.
When Halifax Regional Police Constable, Schultz heard dispatch that there was a pig on the loose. His partner were on it. We located him in the North End area. And I know you read all this,
yeah.
But I wanted to just unpack this for a second.
Go ahead.
He was happy to see us. We had a little fun with him.
He was happy to
pictures.
See us.
So the pig was actually... Oh, because there's a potbelly pig.
Oh, they're happy to see anybody. Don't care.
When I first got married, there was a lady at an apartment complex that had a pet pig named Penny.
Penny. The pet potbelly.
And you hear something, you look over under a bush, and there'd be like this little... And then there'd be like this little.
So she let it out. I mean, it was like out in the back.
Yeah, she was like sitting, like laying in like a little dugout dirt pile. She'd kind of rooted out.
Nice.
And laying there.
The potbelly pig.
She was delicious, by the way.
The potbelly pig is Kevin Bacon, or just Bacon for short. That's kind of mean.
You know, honestly, that's not that creative.
No, it's not creative at all. And he lives with a homeowner in Dartmouth. Schultz didn't know the pig was named after the Footloose actor until
well,
the
he
following
wasn't.
Day.
He
no,
technically wasn't.
That's his own name.
He was just trying to be fun. No, that pig came from a long family of Bacons.
I bet that pig could dance.
He had his brother David Bacon.
I bet he could cut a rug. He's a rug cutter. Hey, I wonder if he was at the poopsie. Police took pictures of Bacon sniffing Schultz's hand and another of Bacon in the back of the police car. They arrested Kevin Bacon. Since the images were released, Schultz said...
Why did they feel like they had to say that? Police took pictures of Bacon sniffing Schultz's hand. Shouldn't he have been sniffing bacon?
That pig said, I smell bacon.
Oh, that's why they threw him in the back of the patrol car.
Absolutely. You're going to be smelling the back seat of my car, pig.
Yeah, that's great. Keep going.
I got to cut all that out. I'm not putting that in there.
No, so it was funny. Yeah, don't cut that because we got friends in the police department.
That's right.
I don't make them mad because you're disrespectful.
I'm disrespectful.
But, okay, but what I said a minute ago, police took pictures of Bacon sniffing Schultz's hand. Yeah. Why do they even feel they need to say that?
I don't know.
It's been a lot of laughs.
Has been a lot of laughs. I've got quite a few text messages, phone calls, emails. It's me, Officer Mario. It's been a lot of laughs. I got quite a few text messages, phone calls, emails, because you don't see that every day.
No, you don't see it every day. You don't see a pig named Kevin Bacon.
Especially in a city, you don't have a pig running around every day. Schultz said many times when he gets calls about an animal complaint, it ends up being about a dog left inside a hot vehicle. He said dealing with a friendly pig was good change. That was a good change. With the other calls you deal with, it's nice to have a laugh once in a while.
Well, you know that
that's a good attitude.
Pigs are actually supposed to be just super, super smart, and they're really good pets.
Yep,
and they're not destructive; they just kind of root around.
You remember we had the story about bird brains and how smart birds are?
No, I don't remember that. You sure I was even here?
Yeah.
So pigs are smart.
Yep.
But the thing is, people always pass them off as being potbelly pigs or teacup pigs or whatever, and they end up being these big, huge pigs.
Yeah, they grow.
You think there'd be some way to know? Like you could interview the pig before you buy him. Like
how big are you going to get?
How big were your parents? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, find out a little more about them. Oh, I like this story actually.
Well, good.
Because I like Kit Kat bars.
I had a bunch of those over the weekend.
I bet.
Because we had a big bowl left over.
I bet they make a blizzard with Kit Kats in it.
I'm going to try it.
I wonder if they have that.
They do.
Hey, thief breaks into a car only to steal one thing.
What? What'd he get? Like a stereo?
Keep guessing.
Wallet?
Keep guessing.
Purse? Gun?
We've already told him.
What?
It's a Kit Kat bar.
Oh, crap.
A man?
He said, give me a break into this car. Break me off of.
You just gonna let you trail off there. I'm not even gonna help you. A man from Kansas State University had his car broken into while he left his car unlocked for 15 minutes. Well, that's not broken into. That's just opening it.
Yeah, it's just getting in the door.
Hunter Jobbins,
honking Jobbin,
was surprised to see that on his return to the car, his Kit Kat chocolate bar, which was in the car, was gone. Now, I love this story. The Kit Kat chocolate bar had been replaced with a note that said, "Saw Kit Kat in your cup holder. I love Kit Kats." So I checked your door, and it was unlocked.
What kind of thing? This guy's awful.
Did not take anything other than the Kit Kat. I'm sorry, but I'm hungry.
How could you get mad? Like, would you get mad?
No, I'd laugh.
I'd frame that note.
Robbins recalls, when I came across it at first, I was kind of upset and wondering what happened to my Kit Kat.
Sure.
Then I realized how funny it was that it happened, so my frustration turned into laughter.
I know I had a candy bar in here.
And also I realized it was a $2 candy bar. All is not lost as Kit Kat heard about the situation and decided to offer help, helping him by offering to send him a new chocolate bar. Hey, I was thinking they were going to send him
just don't go out of your way there, Kit Kat.
I know. Do you work for the casino? Sorry, that was a malfunction. That Kit Kat should have never left your car.
We're going to send you one new Kit Kat.
Oh my gosh. That's hysterical, though. But here's what I keep thinking while I'm reading that story.
What?
I'm thinking, why was it not melting?
That's because maybe it was in the winter. Yeah. But it's not. It was last week. Well, it was cold up north last week. So
I don't know. You got the windows, the sun coming through.
You got the windows. It's an Aussie story.
This story sounds like you because you're scared of spiders.
I am not. Spiders don't bother me at all.
You scream like a girl. What if it was one of those big huntsman spiders?
No, I just run.
We talked about those before.
That's what this is about.
I don't like spiders.
This story is about it. But it's an Aussie story.
Okay, tell the story. Make everybody in Australia. You notice our numbers in Australia. People are listening in Australia.
Hello, Australia.
Hey, we like you down under, mate.
Thank you.
Hey, crikey, we sure like the fact you're listening to us.
If you ever come to our small town, look us up and we'll buy you a shrimp on the Bobby.
No, we'll get them a Dairy Queen.
They got shrimp on the Bobby blizzards.
That's a bunch of bull.
Aussie man.
We know they barely have funnel cakes.
Aussie man crashes his car.
Are they the ones that have funnel cakes? They're like,
yeah, they're
like
funnel little cookies. They're funnel cookies.
Funnel attempts.
So an Aussie man crashes his car into the lake after seeing a spider on it.
How do you sound like Bob Dylan, like an Australian Bob
Dylan?
That's
not an Australian Bob Dylan.
Aussie man crashes his car into seeing a spider on him.
A driver in northern...
What is that? Maybe someone can email us from Australia and tell us what NSW. Maybe somebody from Australia could email us and tell us, first of all, why does everything start at 0030? And why do they have things like NSW?
A driver in NSW has crashed his four-wheel drive into a lake after panicking when he spotted a spider on him. The man who was not identified was...
He doesn't want to be identified.
Was taking some rubbish to the tip. What in the world?
To the tip.
The tip of what? Was it going up a mountain?
He didn't identify it. He was taking some rubbish to the tip. He saw Huntsman and Bob's your uncle. See, I threw an Australian thing in there. And Bob's your uncle.
That's awesome. Wait a minute. I want
to
know.
He meant to hit the brake, but he hit the accelerator.
Taking rubbish. I'm still stuck on taking rubbish to the tip.
I take rubbish to the tip, mate.
Tip of what?
Tip of what? You guys, what is with you guys? We love you, Australia. We do. But we need to understand what is going on with you guys.
He was taking it to the restaurant to leave on the table after his meal?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've heard taking it to the streets.
I've heard taking it to the limit.
Oh, one more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so instead of negotiating the bend, the man sped over the bank of Lake Cathy and straight into the drink. He drove off in the drink, mate.
It says water.
Well, I'm trying to make it a little more homey for our down-under
listeners.
But
now you sound like an old guy trying to be cool to the kids, like trying to come up, hey, you guys be cold. Everybody just cold out.
The driver's panic then probably increased as he was unable to open his car's locked door. Fortunately, he managed to crawl out through the window, and the car sank, spider and all. I was surprised at how deep it was, the man said. That you know, Lake Cathy's been known to be pretty deep.
I have this vision of him crawling back to shore, and his car comes busting out of the water with the spider behind the wheel going, woo!
Paramedics attended the scene in the greater Port
Macquarie
area.
Maybe Macquarie?
And treated the driver for minor injuries. It's unclear if the car had been recovered from the lake.
What about the spider?
The spider's gone, man.
Oh, man.
Those
things are big. You see, there's a...
They're nasty looking.
There was a picture I saw of, like, the largest one found, and this thing looked just ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. That's what I said. Hey.
Yeah.
70-year-old man.
Seven?
70-year-old man.
7D.
7D. 7D.
Bingo!
7D. Oh, and there's no D in bingo.
No, there's not. There's a B.
No.
An I.
But we're playing dingo.
Oh, it ate the baby.
Oh, no. 70-year-old man stabs, then flees using walker. That right there.
I cut you. I cut you, Sonny. I cut you real good. No need to run. Just walk up behind him.
Can you describe him? Well, he's got a walker. It's got tennis balls on it.
And there's a horn on that one hand off.
A 70-year-old man with a walker was out for more than just an evening stroll Wednesday night. Andrew L. Stevens, 70, of Storms Avenue in Jersey City, was arrested after a victim accused him of stabbing him in McGinley Square during what was described as a dispute over money. Police apprehended Stevens almost immediately.
Well, sure. It didn't take long at all.
After almost immediately coming across the 49-year-old victim at Bergen and Storms Avenue. Bergen and Storm Avenue. Oh,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. According to the police, we've just given up. Yeah. The man was screaming, "Help me! I just got stabbed!" and pointed police to Stevens, who was spotted 20 yards away.
20 yards? It took the police 5 minutes to get there. He was only 20 yards away.
Using a medical walker and walking at a fast pace, so it was more like... Once Stevens was detained, the victim confirmed he had stabbed him.
Yep, that's a man that stabbed me.
Yep.
A woman also approached the officers with a knife that was allegedly used in the attack. Here, I hope I didn't corrupt this evidence. I touched it.
Let me just take it back out of my pocket.
Yeah,
here.
Let me just... police ordered her to place it on the ground and then learn. Oh, that's another thing, too. Not only are you tampering with evidence, but now you're walking towards a police officer with a knife in your hand. Officer, I found this.
Look, cops. Oh, sorry.
Police ordered her to place it on the ground, learned the woman had been walking with the victim when the 70-year-old approached them, according to the report. The woman told police that the two men began to argue about money, prompting Stevens to pull out a long knife and stab the other man in his right upper arm.
That's not a knife.
Are you done? I'm going to do it one more time.
I'm so loopy.
Okay, stop. We're going to get through this. We're almost done. You get Dairy Queen if you finish.
I'm really
Dairy Queen, if you finish. What is with your hair right now? You look like crazy.
I got like a mop top.
The woman told police the two men then began to argue about money, prompting Stevens to pull out a long knife and stab the other man in his right upper arm. The witness told cops that the man then handed the weapon to the other woman, who ran off and threw the knife into a flower pot.
I'll stick this here.
That's when the witness recovered the knife so she could turn it over to the police, blade first. I didn't say that, but that's what she was. That's what
I'm sure she did.
That sounded like. The victim was treated for his injury at the scene and refused any further treatment. However, Stevens complained of breathing complications, and it was taken to Jersey. He was taken to Jersey Medical Center for evaluation and a medical clearance for incarceration.
Huh.
In other words, we're gonna make sure you're well enough for us to lock you up.
Yeah.
Stevens was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, unlawful possession of a weapon, and possession of a weapon for unlawful purposes. Didn't they just say the same thing? And the tags were expired on his walker. According to court records, he was sentenced to 3 years in prison in 2011 for theft by deception and also previously pleaded guilty to forgery. I want to imagine that when he lifts up the walker, you can push a button and blades shoot out the bottom of it.
Okay.
I get the good ones. Wandering cow taken for a ride in New Zealand police car.
That requires its own theme song.
Yeah, I wish we had one.
How do you get a cow in a car? What was this? This had to be a Land Rover or something.
I don't know. I'm actually trying to be clever, and I can't think of how you would get a cow. Wandering cow taken for a ride in New Zealand police car. Christchurch, New Zealand, September 15th. A young cow. Oh, it's a young cow. It was a little cow.
Oh, so it's a calf. Okay.
A young cow in New Zealand was scooped up by police after being seen wandering around local streets. Canterbury police shared a photo of the criminal calf.
Oh, please.
He's a criminal because
he's
he was
not
wandering,
a criminal.
Riding in the back of a patrol car after receiving reports from residents.
They're going to have to throw him in the paddy wagon.
Whoa.
That's from you.
Police picked up the friendly Bobby calf. How do they know his name?
Bobby.
How do they know his name? Hey, Bobby, you want to get in the car? He picked up the friendly Bobby calf in Phillipstown after receiving.
Why didn't they have Philip come get him?
I don't understand. It's Phillipstown. Why can't they come get Bobby? I don't know.
Maybe it had a collar.
Hey,
what's your name there, cow?
Hey, Philip, I need you to come get your cow.
Bobby.
He's causing a ruckus down here. After receiving reports that cattle beast was wandering on the roads, was wandering on the roads, police wrote. Okay, let's see. According to stuff, what? Hey, where'd you get this information? There's just stuff. According to stuff, what stuff? Just stuff. The calf was handed over to animal control, where it will be rehomed after spending a night in jail. That'll teach him. He was taken back to the cells for the night, but feeding him proved tricky.
Sure.
With not a lot of grass to be had at the station and the calf having an apparent aversion to trim milk, police said.
What's trim milk?
I don't know.
You think it was supposed to be skim milk?
Is it supposed to be skim milk?
And maybe that was according to staff.
Maybe we, I don't know, according to stuff, not staff.
Maybe they meant staff if they put trim milk.
According to staff. Oh, my gosh. Or we're dealing with New Zealand.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not New Zealand.
It's Australian.
Yeah, New Zealand's up like his usually. It's almost like, no, just forget it all.
Hey, Britt.
Thanks for listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review it within your favorite podcast app. You can also visit us on Twitter at 2MADAAM or on Facebook at Two Middle-Aged Dudes. Our website is 2dudes.stream. That's the number 2dudes.stream. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can email us at middleagedudes@gmail.com. Looking at you, watch a third time, waiting in the station for the bus. Going to a place that's far, so far.